Yeah. They call that the screened-in porch.
Okay. What do you call a? Well, have you ever heard it called a stoop?
A stoop.
Or a gallery?
Not. Yeah, I've heard it. I heard the name, all right, but as far as that, my folks didn't call it the stoop, nothing like that.
Okay. Talking about the porch, what would you say you had to get up to get from the ground to the porch? You had to climb up the
door steps.
Mm-hmm. What if you had to get from the first floor of the house to the second floor, would you still call them door steps?
No, it'd be the stairway.
The stairway? Okay, if I came into the room and I left the door open and you didn't want it that way, you'd tell me to go back and...
Well, they'd say close the door, shut the door, close the door mostly, that's what...
That's what you would say?
Mm.
You just say close the door? Mm. Talking about a house, what do you call on these frame houses on the outside of the house, these boards, you know, that... overlap each other like
weatherboard.
Called weatherboard.
Mm.
Have you ever maybe an older word for that?
Well, not where they left. I don't reckon I have weatherboard. Nor. Now they used to call them. What in the hell did they call it? They stand it up this way and you just put one piece over the crack.
Mm-hmm.
Weatherboard, and then they got to call it storm sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And decking.
She said batten board.
Batten board. I've heard the word a many times, but...
Don't know what that is.
I don't know just where it would be.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the part of that covers the top of the house?
Well, you put your rafters up, and then you would put your lath. You call it lath. Lathing, if you would go cover with shingle,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like they used to do, and then they got to, when they put it solid, like you're going to put composition shingle, they called it decking.
Mm-hmm. But just the general word for the whole outside top of the house, you just say, we need to redo the...
The top of the house was the way I generally say, recover it.
Do you call it the roof?
Yeah, roof.
Mm-hmm. What about those little things on the edge of the roof that carry the water off? What do you call those things?
Valleys.
The valley. Mm-hmm. Are those things built in or are they suspended below the edge?
They're suspended in under the eave of the house.
Uh-huh.
And catch the water and then go down to the downstrip,
mm-hmm.
downflow pipe.
Okay. Have you ever seen a house that had different slopes of the roof, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that area where the slopes meet? You know, you might have to lay tin down there. To
valley.
Stop. You call that a valley too?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think the first thing he was referring to call would have been the gutter.
Well, the gutter would...
Underneath the eave.
Yeah. You could call it gutter. Trough.
Mm-hmm.
Way back yonder, because they build a trough, like a hog trough. Take it. Just take two pieces of lumber and nail them together and then let it run off out there on a trough to a reservoir when the water was scarce and they'd pour into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they got... That was the first name I ever heard, trough, and then it went to the valley,
mm-hmm.
and the downspout. They didn't bring it to the corner, you see, mm-hmm. and run to where it wouldn't spatter.
Did they usually just flow off into the ground, or did...
Yeah, most of the...
Did people ever keep these big...